Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I've got two addresses for you to check out. If you're on a mobile device, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's mlikemary.hollandshometownagency.com. That's if you're on a tablet or smartphone. If you're on a desktop, it's a little bit easier for you. You can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too at marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for things to talk about on future podcasts of Let's Talk Insurance. If you have an insurance question, maybe there's a claim you're going through, you get a question on coverage, your agent is telling you something, your adjuster is telling you something that you don't understand, you have a hypothetical that you don't want to speak to your current agent about, we'd love to get your questions answered. So you can send an email to marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, insurance podcast question, and we will anonymously I could say that right, anonymously answer that question on a future podcast of Let's Talk Insurance. Now, this month being the month of April, I wanted to do something that has a theme to it. And I think since we're dealing with, I don't know where you live, but outside it's raining, and we're supposed to get some snow as well. But there's a lot of parts of the country that are getting lots of snow and lots of rain. It usually happens here at the end of March, beginning of April. But this month, I wanted to look at water. Wanted to look at flood. Wanted to look at what's covered where, that kind of thing. So I've got a whole series of podcasts this month having to do with water and how it relates to insurance. And this week, I wanted to talk about protecting yourself when it comes to floods. And I got this article from Hartford Steam Boiler, which is one of the carriers we represent here at Marsilia and Vanderplough Insurance. They had a great blog article that I wanted to share with you today. And it has to do with flood protection. With the spring comes melting snow and ice, as well as rain showers. In many areas of the country, this time of year means potential disaster from flood waters. Folks at Hartford Steam Boiler have some tips to help protect your property when the floodwaters rise. Now, the first one you want to do is... Now, again, these are some suggestions. If you want more information, you can do research, do like a Google or a Bing search. But these are just a few basic things that Hartford Steam Boiler wants you to remember. And the first one is know your flood exposure. There are maps and websites that can help you determine the likelihood of floods in your area. If you live in a flood-prone region, take extra steps by having sandbags and other emergency supplies on hand. I just did a quick Google search. I just typed in floodplain, and it pulled up the government has one at, FEMA.org or FEMA.gov. FEMA.gov. They got that available. Individual states have access to floodplain maps. And what you're looking for is you're looking for the likelihood of your property flooding, being in an area that floods. Like down south in Louisiana, those areas, they are very prone to flooding. The Midwest, certain areas of the Midwest are prone to flooding. California, certain areas of California are prone to flooding. So it's very important to have an idea whether or not your property is prone to flooding. If it's a high likelihood and you have a mortgage, I will almost guarantee that your mortgage company required you to get a flood insurance policy. Flood insurance is available through a couple of different brokers, but it's all a part of the same program, the National Flood Insurance Program that's put on by the government through FEMA. But you'll know, for those that are in high likelihood areas, like I said, of flood, if you have a mortgage on your property, more often than not, more likely than not, you're going to have a flood insurance policy, because of course mortgage company wants to protect their interest. And really, you know, if the home, something were to happen to the home, you know, due to a flood, they want to make sure that they get paid, of course. So of course they're going to require you to have a flood insurance policy, just like in places like in Florida. They require you to have coverage for tornadoes, hurricane insurance. Hurricane insurance. They require you to have hurricane insurance if you live in high hurricane prone areas. And it's understandable. I mean, the mortgage company, like I said, is trying to protect their interest in case of a loss. So it's smart. It's smart. And then again, talk to people around you to see what their flood emergency situation looks like. Your neighbors, if you're in a high flood area, your neighbors do have an idea, because I'm sure many of them have lived through quite a few floods. They know what's needed to have on hand in case of a flooding situation. So kind of glean that community knowledge to get information as far as your area when it comes to floods and what you can do. The second tip is watch the electrical. And this is something I never even thought of, but it's important to think of. During floods, electrical power can suddenly be cut. If you do have to leave your property because of flood, shut off power to the property from the main power panel. This will help to protect yourself and others from electrical shock when power is restored. And it's true. You know, electricity could go off real quick. You're worried about the coming floodwaters and everything like that, and you're not thinking, and you don't turn the breakers off. At our home, and I'm sure at a lot of homes, you know, you have the breakers, and then you have the main power breaker. So I believe what this is stating here, that you need to do all the breakers and then the main power breaker too, that cuts off power to the home completely. Because if you're in a hurry and your home gets flooded, the power comes back on, and if none of the breakers trip, I mean, you could be in some serious trouble with electrocutions and fires and whatnot. So by turning off the electrical at the main power panel or the main power switch, we'll hopefully cut back on that. Because, like I said, I never thought of that before when it comes to the power coming back on and your home may still have water in it. So, I mean, that's a electrocution danger right there. Or sparks that could ignite gasoline or oil that is kind of float in along with the flood water. It's things you got to think about. The third item is when equipment gets wet. And there are some things to consider when it comes to equipment that I again, didn't even consider. It states that such items as water heaters, furnaces, washer dryers, central air units, refrigerators, stoves, will need to be thoroughly cleaned and inspected to make sure they are in safe and working condition. You know, sediment and silt and little rocks and pebbles can get into all the nooks and crannies of stuff like that. The water itself, could have acids and solvents and stuff like that that could damage pieces inside the machines. So they certainly need to be, if they're salvageable, to be thoroughly cleaned and inspected before they're put back into regular use. Because, I mean, you could think that you got everything out, got all the silt, got all the sediment, got all the little pebbles and everything like that. But it's just like when you go to the beach. You're picking sand out of your toes and stuff 3 days later, even though you took a shower, you know. So, I mean, that stuff can get everywhere, and it's usually very time-consuming to go through and try and clean up and repair items like that. Most likely those items are going to be a lost cause, especially water heaters and furnaces, because they're in basements most often. And a basement completely floods and those items are completely underwater. That's probably not, it would cost more to fix than to replace at that point. And I'm sure the flood insurance program looks at it the same. Well, the flood insurance program does have restrictions. So I think later on this month, we'll go through some of the restrictions on the flood insurance program for sure. When it comes to things like electronics, those often need some specialized cleaning. And oftentimes the components are so damaged that, again, it's going to cost less to replace the item than to fix it. You know, when it comes to clock radios and computers and stuff like that, a lot of times those are basically lost causes unless there's something vital that needs to be taken care of. So, yeah, electronic items usually are considered a lost cause when it comes to flood. And lastly, keep in contact. One of the most important items to keep handy are the contact phone numbers for your insurance carriers. Keeping in contact with the company and adjuster during a claim will help speed up the process. Oftentimes, we wait for the adjuster to prompt us to the next step. But when it comes to a claim situation, you need to be proactive, especially in a flood situation, because the company is going to get slammed with, you know, dozens upon dozens upon dozens of claims. And if you're not right on top of it, keeping track of conversations, keeping track of bills and other items that come up during the claim, you know, you really need to be proactive. And that's true of anything as far as a claim. It doesn't have to be a flood claim. It could be an auto collision claim. It could be a wind damage to your roof claim. It's up to you to keep track of it and not sit idly by and wait for the adjuster to get back with you. You know, if somebody says, hey, I'll get back to you in 2 days, mark it on your calendar, 2 days. If you don't hear from this person, you're going to call them back. Or, you know, keep track of the conversations and who you talk to in case something down the road gets miscommunicated or lost. You can refer back to those notes and say, hey, you know, on this date, I spoke to this person and this is what they said. So, sure, you need to be proactive, especially in flood claims for sure, just to make sure that you're not getting lost in the shuffle. So, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. We're with Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a tablet or smartphone, go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. For desktop users, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Shoot us an email, marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. If you have a topic, insurance question, send it to us, marsiliains@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, insurance podcast question, and we will anonymously answer that on a future podcast. Again, my name is Matt. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Have a good week.